So hearing the Bible on tape, on CD, or through digital audio, Michelle, has changed the lives of so many people around the world. Can you tell us a few stories of how Faith Comes By Hearing has been working, and just some of the exciting victories that you've seen?
Yes, it's amazing. And we hear stories every day from all over the world. One of my favorite stories I like to share, I think as a woman, this just really impacts me. This is, just shows you the power of God's word. Morgan Jackson is one of Annette's sons. He's our senior vice president. And he was visiting early on when we started recording the heart language. And there's 7,000 languages, Bill, in the world. So this is a big job. And Morgan, we heard from these international people, we said, there's no way we can ever do that. And there was a wonderful people in Peru, in the mountains that there, and they spoke a version of Quechua, one of the dialects. And so we recorded it. And then Morgan went down to prove to them they really didn't need the Bible in Quechua. They could have it in Spanish and that would be good enough. Well, he soon learned differently as he traveled from village to village and said, tell me about the audio Bible. Are there any stories that really impact the people? And time after time, they would say, it's the story of the woman with the issue of blood. And if you recall, you know, that was that story where the woman had been sick for 12 years. So here we have Jesus, a respected teacher, a rabbi, walking through this village. We have a woman who shouldn't even been out of her house, much less in a public setting like this. She and Jesus are from two different people groups. She's obviously a woman who has no business, you know, reaching out to this respected teacher, but she does. So she reaches out, she touches the edge of her his garment, and the women that are listening to the story just start weeping. And so what we come to find out is, this people group had lived in the mountains in Peru, and they were being persecuted and by a guerrilla warfare group. And they would go down to the bottom of the mountains, and they would reach out to the people with the church, the religious people. And they would say, can we use your church? We know you worship on Sunday, but can we just use it on Saturday? You know, we just want a safe place. And the religious people would say, no, you're filthy. You speak the language of monkeys and dogs. We don't want you in our buildings. So back to the Bible listening, they're hearing this story about the woman touching Jesus, the religious leader, you know, his garment, and they know what's going to happen. The whole room, there's a hush, and they just shrink back, if you can imagine it, because they're picturing themselves at the bottom of the hill reaching out to a religious person. And if they touched him, what would happen would be he would turn to them and say, get your filthy hand off me, dog. And instead, they hear the voice of Jesus saying, my daughter. And the word in Quechua for daughter is like beloved. It's such a special and sweet word. All of a sudden, that's how they get to recognize Jesus.